Alors, rebonjour à tout le monde avec un air un peu plus.
So, good afternoon again, and we'll take off on a slightly calmer footing now. I think we got a little carried away earlier, and we must remember that we're here to represent staff's interests and not to bicker about the budget and other issues. So let's please be responsible, because I'm a bit ashamed of what's happening within this council. So let's now move on to substantial matters. The agenda of the Executive Bureau has been quite packed lately. You received the verbatim records of our various meetings, and I will now just sum things up for you. First of all, the delegations of the of CISWA is a standalone item on our agenda. There will be a report concerning the delegation made up by Ian Shiraz and Olivier, and I'd like to thank them for having represented the Council and its interests during the General Assembly of the Coordinating Committee. Secondly, harassment within the organisations. UNCTAD, I'm sure that many of you saw the emails that were sent to UNCTAD, because we tried to negotiate or talk formally with the Deputy Secretary General, Isabelle Durand, on cases of harassment. We've really been knocking on all possible doors, and there have been no changes. We wrote to the Secretary General of UNCTAD in order to organise a meeting. He asked Madame Durand to meet with us in order to follow up on all of the various harassment cases, and we'll be meeting Madame Durand tomorrow. We were also contacted by many UNCTAD employees, which shows that we're talking about a very serious situation here, especially in some divisions of UNCTAD, and we'll do all that we can in order to look into these issues. Then there's the preparation for the next budget cycle, which will be a one-year cycle, and proposals are being submitted already. We know that there are going to be budget cuts. We know that some departments have already implemented a freeze on all employment and hiring, so we've decided to meet all heads of departments here in UNOG. There'll be UNOG administration, UNCTAD, DCM and human rights, in order to try and work out what their budget provisions are, in order to try and minimize the impact on staff and to protect the jobs and posts that exist. We also took part in a meeting of the Internal Justice Council, where we raised several issues relating to the internal justice system, including reprisals against people who resort to the internal justice system, a lack of protection for witnesses, delays in decisions and rulings, which are handed down by the tribunal court, the collective complaints that can be lodged as class action by staff members. We realized that for P4, for instance, we needed a class action that is currently not allowed under our statutes. So the meeting was very productive. So I'd like to thank Mr. Chaziev, who is a member of the internal justice system and who does an excellent job on behalf of all staff. Also, there was a meeting scheduled for management representatives and pension fund representatives and staff representatives. The meeting was supposed to take place 2 weeks ago, but it was unfortunately cancelled. We're now waiting to know whether there will be a meeting in the near future or not. There was also a request from the Association of Pensioners to try and forge links between our staff union and the Association of Pensioners, because they feel that there's a lot in common there and that there are many common issues to deal with. So we're waiting to work out how we formalise our relationship with them. Also, the former council approved the sum of 5,000 Swiss francs for legal assistance for a staff member. And I'm glad to tell you that the staff actually won her case. And I think that is something that should be encouraged, because for once our money was worth its weight in more than gold. Also, on a slightly lighter note, the camps that were proposed will go ahead. We've got 7 or 8. We'll try and negotiate a better price for years to come, and we'll really try and make sure that it gets mainstream, so that all staff, children can take part in these camps. Also, the UN port is doing an excellent job with Shiraz and Dean, and I'd like to thank you for your work there. There are other substantial issues which are on our agenda as standalone items, and I will touch on them when